This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Writers Lori Wilson, Kalisa Ray, and Dice K have come together to create a nonprofit press, bookstore, stage, and lounge that caters to women and femme writers. I spoke with Lori and Kalisa to learn more about this organization.
52 of the 270 books reviewed by the New York Review of Books were authored by women. So only 52 of 270 books were those by women.
That's Lori Wilson, the progenitor of Athenian Press. Her experience working in the publishing industry inspired her to focus on encouraging women and femme authors to get more attention. Lori and Kalisa describe the mission of Athenian Press and the roles each of the three organizers play. Women and femmes.
Mm-hmm. So something that's really important to us is that we aren't excluding people who are identify as like non-binary or femme-identifying. So that means trans folks, other folks who are maybe trying to figure out how they're trying to identify and stuff like that.
Anybody on the queer spectrum.
Yeah,
like any individual with feminine energy on the queer spectrum.
It's been really important to us. We brought in Dice K as the other founder of the organization, and they have really encouraged us to use that inclusive language. They're very knowledgeable of that kind of stuff.
I noticed that you called this person they.
Yes.
Kalisa, tell me about what's your main focus about all of this?
So my main focus would be the creating a space and platform for primarily women of color and queer people of color to create and to express. So one of the things about women of color, sometimes we don't necessarily need confidence. Like a lot of times we have pseudo confidence, this fake confidence about ourselves. And again, I'm generalizing as well. But for someone who has taught young women of color for a while, worked in community outreach and been a former teacher, I see these little girls who are putting up a front, and what they really need is for someone to say, put your story down on paper. I care about your story. I care about where you come from. I care about how you're feeling, and then express that to me. And it's the same thing when women of color in any marginalized group maturates. No one asks them how they're doing. They don't care about what they've been through. They don't care about their trauma. They don't want to hear it. And so the biggest thing for me is to create a place where women can heal. Just being a woman of color is traumatic all day long. Literally just had an incident that happened to me like at the coffee shop. And I was just like, like, why can't I exist in this town as a woman of color without people cutting me in line? And so I'm so passionate about making them feel visible, making them feel heard. And of course, as a performer and as a slam poet, creating a space for them to speak it out loud is so huge for me. For the community, this twisted backwards community, to hear Black and brown people and queer people of color and queer people, period, speaking their truth and telling their story out loud and being witness to that, it can change everything.
I saw how even just like our local femme-identifying authors were not pushing their own work like men were. I'm generalizing, yes, but a book reading with a male author could be very different than the alternative. So I wanted to make sure that women and femme writers were being proponents for themselves.
That was Lori Wilson and Kalisa Ray from Athenian Press. They are raising money for this endeavor through Kickstarter. Find out more about Athenian Press at whqr.org.